The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate dirty fridges and period periods. Chocolate dirty fridges and period periods. There was some chocolate in an advent calendar that the Shy Guy foolishly thought he could take out of the advent calendar within 60 seconds flat whilst wearing a pair of garden gloves. This was not achieved, but we made a game out of it anyway. We also did everyone a favour in the building and threw out some leftovers from a very stinky communal staff fridge. It was throw out the leftovers day after all. And we lifted the lid and shot the stigma of periods. The old menstruation. And if you don't feel comfortable listening to the end of the podcast and that content, maybe you're part of the problem. Enjoy the quick. Shy Guy made an outrageous Christmas call today. An outrageous Christmas claim. And we are about to put it to the test.
The Shy Guys open a whole advent calendar with a pair of garden gloves time trial.
You foolish young man.
Well, in the meeting, it didn't seem that hard.
Oh, a classic Shy Guy. Beating his chest at 3 p.m, crawling back into his cocoon at 8 p.m. Shy Guy did make the outrageous call that he could get through 24 windows on a standard Cadbury Coles advent calendar within 1 minute. I said, there's absolutely no way you could do that, especially when we also added the fact that he needed to wear a pair of gardening gloves,
which are very slippery.
Some thick, slippery garden gloves. This man has no idea about the advent calendar game. This is a fingernail game. This is an intricate, busting, perforated bits of cardboard. This takes away all your little intricacies, Shy Guy, the second you've got one of those garden gloves on. I think it's going to be up more around the 3 minute mark. Now, we've opened the lines. Anyone who wants to call through and suggest a time can do so. The closest to the exact time that Shy Guy gets when we put the time on the clock very soon and put the gardening gloves on those spindly little fingers of his, we'll win some Ben and Jerry's ice cream scoops just in time for Christmas. Coincidentally, Ben is the first caller through. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, how you going?
How long do you think a man like Shy Guy, who I question whether he ever had an advent calendar in his childhood, because the way he's been treating this all day is like some sort of lunacy joke. How long do you think it'll take him to open the 24 with a pair of garden gloves?
2 minutes, 17 seconds.
2 minutes, 17.
Okay. Yeah.
Realistic, I still think you've been pretty generous. I think you've been pretty generous. Like I said, I'm up around the 3 minute mark, but it's in the system. Not bad. Janine, how long do you think?
I'll say 2:43.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm siding around generous. Janine. I'm glad that people appreciate the intricate details that goes into making a Cadbury Coles advent calendar and how it just throws, it'll throw the timing right off the second he puts on those gloves. We're talking about a triple time.
We could be here
once
all
the
night.
Gloves are on. We could be.
We could have thrown the rest of the show out, saved it for next week.
The timer only goes for 5 minutes. I am half scared that we may run out of actual time. Maddie, how long do you think the Shy Guy will take?
Well, now that I've listened to a little bit more and it's window by window and it's set of gloves, I'm going to say at least 4.5 minutes.
Whoa!
Okay, well,
Jesus.
Maddie initially said 30 seconds. And
30 seconds?
She had a tactic that I was going to adopt and just rip the whole top off.
No, none of that. No foul play. No horse play. Maddie, you're high on dimethyltryptamine?
Well, you've got to think about it. Window by window, with them gloves on, you're not going to get very far.
I think you
Thank
are.
Thank you, Maddie. With them gloves,
okay,
exactly.
4 minutes 30. Matt on 13:10:60. Hello.
Hello. Look, I back him in. I think he's going to go in 1:12.
Whoa, 1:12. Come on.
He's hungry.
It doesn't matter if he's hungry. He's got no hand-eye coordination. He's got a pair of rubber gloves on.
They're not rubber. With your mouth.
There's no way he can incorporate the mouth. This is a man who is going to be trying to open the window of one and realise how tough it is. We may go sub six. We may go plus six. Look, I think that's enough calls. We'll put them all in the system. Shy Guy, don those gardening gloves, because next...
Putting them on.
The time trial will begin. How quickly can the Shy Guy open 24 advent calendar chocolates with a pair of gardening gloves?
The Shy Guys open a whole advent calendar with a pair of garden gloves time trial.
What a ridiculous call the Shy Guy made earlier on today. A Christmas claim that he could open a whole 24-window Coles Christmas advent calendar with a pair of garden gloves on his mitts in less than 60 seconds. What do you think you are? Some sort of superhuman advent calendar peeling machine? That's one chocolate every 2.5 seconds with those slippery gloves on. to make
is
it
that
even.
What the ratio is? One every 2 seconds?
Well, that's pretty much the time you've got to be keeping up, yes. Look, Shigo has assessed his advent calendar. One of the rules is that he needs to open this bad boy in order from 1 through to 24. Now, these numbers are scattered all over the place.
Like any great
advent, well, like any great advent calendar is, it the child wakes up every morning with a bit of a challenge on their hands. There's also some foil between the window and the chocolate, yes, making this extra hard. We've got some callers on. They've just posted their times before, predicting how long it will take the Shy Guy. The closest to the exact time will score themselves some Ben and Jerry's scoops of ice cream this Christmas. It is live on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram right now. The Shy Guy looks like a real pasty Michael Jackson with a chocolate advent calendar ready to go. The timer is about to start.
All right.
Shy Guy.
Here we go.
Don your gloves. Pop window number one in 3, 2, 1, and we're off.
All right. So, one's done.
Okay. Well, he's off to quite a hot start. He is now perforating window number 2, and the gloves are proving to be a little more challenging than first thought. We've got 2 in the mouth now. This man is focusing. He's eating the chocolate as he's spying for the number. Surprisingly, the toughest part of this challenge so far is the Shy Guy locating the numbers in order. We are 4 windows down with 4 chocolates in the mouth. And that's 30 seconds. Let me do a bit of quick maths here. 30 times 6. He's on track for a sub-3-minute advent calendar opening at this point. He's got number 5. Oh, he's got his hands full. He's got his hands full and he's really getting his nails in there. We've got 6 windows and 6 chocolates gone. This is bad news for Matt, who rang up just before thinking that the Shy Guy was going to open all 24 advent calendar chocolates within 1 minute 12. We will definitely be passing that time. But Ben, who suggested 2 minutes 17, and Janine, who suggested 2 minutes 43, isn't looking too bad right now. Maddie might be sweating. She thought it would take the Shy Guy 4 minutes 30. As the Shy Guy locates, what's that, chocolate number 9, Shy Guy?
9, yeah, 9.
Okay, he's got 9. Like I said, the toughest part of this is locating the numbers for the Shy Guy. It is important to mention off the air before, the Shy Guy confessed that he had never had an advent calendar growing up, which makes me concerned about the childhood this boy had, the concern of the happiness in this home around Christmas time, and more so to the point, why he would have made such an outrageous claim without ever having have experienced opening 24 windows in a December month before. We're well past the 60 seconds, so the Shy Guy's claim is out the window. Matt has hung up. He realises a minute 12 was way too short and that he should never believe in the Shy Guy. We're up to 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
As the Shy Guy is going for window number what, Shy Guy?
17.
17. Okay, now we're cooking with gas. Bring it home, Shy Guy, as we hit Ben's 2 minutes 17 prediction.
2 minutes, 15 seconds.
He's going to need a miracle if Ben's to take home the Ben and Jerry scoop tonight, but Janine is looking maybe in a 10-second window of accuracy as the Shy Guy starts the final run. What window are we up to?
21.
21. That's 3 chocolates to go. 22, 23, and 24 as the Shy Guy's really on a roll. The more windows that open, the less windows there are to open, making the numbers like that. He's finished. He's finished. 2 minutes 45. 2 minutes 45. Wow. A real good effort from Shy Guy. I must confess, I said he was going to go over the 3-minute mark, which means Janine, who was only 2 seconds off, scores herself the Ben and Jerry's tonight. Well done.
Woohoo! Well done.
Well done, Janine.
How's the Shy Guy feeling? You've just had 24 chocolates through the mouth and through the throat as well.
I've still got 24 in my mouth. I'm still chewing.
Okay, yeah. Hard to swallow. Mm. And it may be the most cardio the Shy Guy's done all year. So that's good as well.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Happy International Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. Oh, yeah. It's 29th of November. Always has, always will be Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. And to be honest, I'm surprised that it's even had to come to this, where we've donated a whole day towards throwing out your leftovers. I think most people who work in a corporate office environment will follow the rule that all food is to be thrown out on Fridays every week by 5 p.m. This was a rule that used to get sent out all the time in this company's email database directory. And somewhere along the line, there's been a miscommunication and someone's fudged up this. And now all of a sudden, all hell has broken loose. in the Danny Lakey Late Show staff fridge. And this doesn't just belong to the Danny Lakey Late Show. This belongs to the salespeople. This fridge belongs to the promos people. This fridge belongs to the brekkie people, the daytime people. 300 people share this bloody fridge. One poor fridge for 300 people. You'd think it was like a well-oiled machine. No, that's where we're horribly, horribly wrong. I mean, I'll dob in someone. I'll dob in a member of the team tonight. You know what's in that fridge and has been there for about 4 months? Shuey Louie's bottle of Feijoa New Zealand kombucha. 4 months! That kombucha's gone off. Someone needs to throw that out. Someone absolutely needs to throw that out very soon. You know what else is in there? I swear there's some Kraft Singles 12-pack that have a whole heap of mold at them right at the back, and people are trying to cover it up. People are trying to, like, put food behind it so no one sees it. Just remove that bloody moldy cheese.
It stinks.
It's disgusting is what it is. Get those out. I mean, who the hell thought it was a good idea to leave half a rock melon in the fridge is beyond me. That's been there since Tuesday. Why has no one thrown that out?
There's also an avocado in there that looks like it came from the moon.
Oh, God. This fridge needs to be cleared out. And what better day than to do it on International Throw Out Your Leftovers Day? And just because International Throw Out Your Leftovers Day coincides with the Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show, we've clearly had to combine the two.
November 29 is an important day because it's Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. And to celebrate, we're going to do this. Throw out the leftovers. Oh, our food will not be in the fridge anymore.
This is almost like Stinky Fridge Bingo. We're going to send Shy Guy down to the Stinky Fridge. He's going to be live on the phone, and we're taking calls right now. If you want to guess what's in the fridge, if your item that you guess is in the Star Stinky Fridge, the Shy Guy not only will throw it out, he will also trade that for a $50 BWS voucher for you. Oh, yeah, I like that. You clean our fridge, we give you BWS vouchers. 131060. You just got to tell us an item you think is in this stinky fridge. I mean, it's packed full. Most things are probably in there.
November 29 is an important day because it's Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. And to celebrate, we're going to do this. Throw out the leftovers. Whoa. Food will not be in the fridge anymore.
No excuses. Every Friday, the whole staff, as a team, are supposed to throw out their leftovers in the office fridge. This prevents any mould occurring. This prevents any mix-ups. This prevents the fridge becoming full for anyone to ever put fresh produce in there. It's not good enough. This fridge is filled to the brim. And although we don't have the powers to just clean the whole fridge ourselves, nor do we want to, we would like to exchange BWS gift vouchers to the value of $50 for anyone who wants to play a game and guess what's in the stinky fridge. If it is in the stinky fridge, not only will the Shy Guy throw it out, but we'll also award you with a prize. And then that way we don't get blamed if anyone says, "Well, where's my 18-day-old Parmesan cheese?" And I say, "Well, sorry, Rachel rang up on Friday night and we were playing a game. So you should have thought about that before you left for the weekend." Shy Guy is at Stinky Fridge HQ. Hello, Shy Guy. Do you read me?
Lakey, I am live at the fridge.
Wow. How's it smelling down there?
It's pretty grim. Mm.
How full is the fridge in terms of capacity? 90% and 95%? How bad is the situation?
Yeah, probably 92%. Things are on top of things. It's going to fall over if I take from the bottom bit, like a Tetris or a Jenga situation.
Oh. This is chaos. Yeah. I believe a fine mixture of liquids, solids, and meals in there still, yes?
Yep.
Okay, anyone who calls up and correctly can identify something in the stinky fridge, if the Shy Guy finds it, he's not only going to throw it in the bin, you will win a prize of $50 BWS vouchers. Caller number one is Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Lucky you're not at Stinky Fridge HQ, but what do you think may be in the staff stinky fridge?
Any kind of dip?
Real cheeky from you. That's real cheeky from you. Any kind of dip. There is any kind of dip in every office fridge until here out, until this universe implodes on itself. Be more specific with your dips.
All right. Hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus. Okay, I'm glad you said that, Jess, because there's about 14 different hummuses in here.
Get all 14, Shy Guy. Throw it in the bin.
All right. Here we go. Throwing him in the bin now. Throwing him in. All right. The hummus is in.
That is a lot of hummus. That's one of those kilo tubs. Jessica, you win a BWS voucher. Well done. Bloody
there
hummus.
There was more than one.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean you get 14 BWS vouchers, you greedy girl. Adam on 131060. Hello.
There you go.
What do you think might be in Stinky Fridge HQ?
Sandwich.
Be more specific with your sandwich. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Any ham and cheese sandwiches. And P.S. if there's 14 ham and cheese sandwiches, doesn't mean you get $700 worth of BWS cash.
That'd be all right. Let me look. Hang on. Oh, looking through the drawers.
Oh, no. This doesn't look promising. No ham and cheese sandwich.
There's a lot of questionable. No yogurt. No.
No?
No sandwiches. Although I'm going through people's Tupperware now.
Look in the vegetable compartment, Shy Guy.
Yeah. Lettuce leaves. Something that looks like rubber bands, but I'm sure it's not.
Oh, he's looking very hard for your sandwich, Adam, but I don't think there's a...
The fridge is also beeping at me.
There's a ham and cheese sandwich in it. Don't worry about the beep. That's what the fridge wants you to back away. That's what the fridge wants.
No ham sandwich, Adam.
Oh, no. No sandwiches. Sorry, Adam. We move on to Swetha. Hello, Swetha.
Hello.
What do you think might be in the stinky fridge on National throughout your leftovers day?
Salad dressing.
Every good fridge needs a salad dressing. And I tell you what, usually this salad dressing has leaked all over the glass jar and sticker as well. And it's that weird, gross sort of feeling. Oh, God knows why anyone ever wants to touch that thing again. It may be in the fridge because no one wants to touch it. What do you think, Shiger? Yeah. Look in the sides, Shiger. Look in the sides.
Looking in the sides.
That's where the sauces and vinaigrettes are.
Oh, here we go, salad dressing.
Really? Paul Newman's?
Here we go. It's going in the bin.
Oh, God. I bet that was Philippa O'Dwyer's. Philippa O'Dwyer's.
Let me just fish it back out. Hang on.
Why?
Yep, went out in, June this year. That's good.
Okay, thanks for that. Probably unnecessary to go fishing through the bin just for an expiration date, but I appreciate your work for the cause. Well done. And well done, Swetha. You get yourself $50 worth of BWS drinks as well. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Anne, last caller. What do you think, Anne? What's in the stinky fridge?
I think spaghetti from 2 weeks ago.
It's very specific. I will still award a prize anywhere from spaghetti from 1 week ago through to 3 weeks ago, as the Shy Guy is looking through. Now, I think if it's a spaghetti game, you're going to have to go through those Tupperware containers. And I know Sue Stevenson is famous for leaving her Tupperware containers in there.
Yeah.
What about...
You know what?
What did Lewis McIntosh have for lunch? Have a look in his as well.
Yeah, he's got a little second of area, a lot of post-it notes.
God.
I have found a spaghetti from what looks like a takeaway container. I've actually found some lately. I'm not joking.
Give it a smell. How old does it sound? The smell. Taste.
2 weeks. Yuck.
It's gross.
Yeah.
No, it was at the very bottom in the drawer at the corner. I think it could have been there for years.
Yeah, that's a two-weeker. Throw that out, Shy Guy.
In the bin.
That's Jeremy Winfield's Bloody Spaghetti. And Anne, you've scored yourself $50. Thanks to GWS as well.
Thank you.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Liquor Late Show quickie.
This story makes me sick. Store where female employees are encouraged to wear badges signalling when they're having periods provokes mixed reaction. What do you mean mixed reaction? Why is there a mixed reaction? Mixed would mean there's two differing opinions. Probably people with the right opinion saying, why do women need to wear badges, just letting everyone else know that they're in their menstruation cycle? Who the hell's saying the other side? I'd like to mix your opinion up with mine. I think this is a bloody good idea. Unbelievable scenes. The badge represents a manga character. Now, this is in Japan, by the way. The character is named Siri Chan, or Little Miss Period, which is a symbol of period in the country. Oh, look at Little Miss Period. What a cute little character she is. It's not a bad graphic, but it's a terrible badge. It's provoked criticism on social media, with one commentator writing of the non-compulsory initiative, "It's all kinds of wrong." Yeah, well, I agree. I agree with that. Another person says, "Stupid move in 2019. Yeah, I'll agree with that one as well. Not bad. Another wrote, Any employer that asks me to wear a badge when I'm on my period would be getting sued immediately. Yeah, don't mind that one either. This doesn't seem very mixed. I mean, this is all about, apparently, a concept by someone called Mishikaki, a store owner in Osaka, Japan, who hopes to break down the stigma surrounding menstruation by opening up the dialogue. Everyone needs to be chatting about this whilst they're going into their local store just looking for a size 16 pair of jeans. Oh, what's that? Oh, you got one of those little Miss Period badges on. Oh, let's stop and chat. No need for that. I'll tell you how you break down the stigma of menstruation.
It's been a taboo subject for years. But now one man is taking on the issue with the art of games. Menstrual, menstrual badge. Do you need a menstrual badge?
Okay, ladies, 13, 10, 60. Any lady who gets on this next game wins themselves a prize. What we need to prove to Mishikaki is that no one can tell either way whether you're on your period. There's no need for any Little Miss Period badge. I will just have a general conversation with you. I shall then guess whether or not at this point in time it is that time of the month. And, I mean, I'll probably get a 50% chance. 50% chance of getting it right, 50% chance of getting it wrong. If you are indeed on it, you can win yourself a menstrual badge and, of course, a prize. Movie tickets. You can take the kids to the movies or you can go and treat yourself with the gals or maybe take your hubby. I don't know. Or maybe I will get it correct, in which case you also win. It's really just to stick Mishikaki's nose in the sand and prove that we are stronger as one. Oh, the phones are going off. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, let's break down the stigma. 13, 10, 60. Do you need a menstrual badge? Teresa on 13, 10, 60. Hello.
Hi.
You wouldn't be the only lady calling through tonight. Jammed phone lines of ladies on their periods and not on their periods. listening to you with the small amount of information I've got. Keep in mind there's a 50-50 really percent chance of either way. I will guess... Yeah. That you do need a menstrual badge.
I do.
Whoa, yeah! There you go, gal. Well, I've seen you some movie tickets. That much is for sure. No menstrual badges here, but that's good. Best of luck for the rest of the evening. And thanks, Therese. Victoria on 13 10 60. Hello. United we stand.
Hello.
Yeah, breaking down stigmas one period at a time. You know what? I don't think you need a menstrual badge.
No, I don't.
Oh, get around me. Get around me, I'm two from two. That sixth sense. I can sniff it out like a shark. All right, well done. Movie tickets for you. Ashley, hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's just a Friday night, a guy and a girl chewing the fat about the menstruation cycle. It's nothing to see here, Mishikaki. Look, I'm going to say you need a menstrual badge.
Yeah.
Wait, two from three. He's on a hot streak. Yes. Well, you don't really need a menstrual badge, but we understand what we're saying. It's between the lines. You can have some movie tickets.
Thank you
because
so much.
Every lady who's on their period and every lady who's off their period gets movie tickets. Jackie on 13, 10, 60. Hello.
Hello.
I am going to say you need a menstrual badge.
I do.
Yes! Oh, unbelievable! 4 from 4, which kind of is disproving the theory that you can't tell if a woman's on her period or not. But, I mean, it's a statistical anomaly.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.